Speaking of that Trump Media company, it's called Trump Media and Technology Group. And the investor presentation the company recently filed with the SEC is, well, creating a lot of laughs and a lot of questions. The oddest part of the presentation, as I mentioned, the technology team listed on its slide 21, company has apparently filled 30 important jobs already. But like I said, it only lists members by first name and last initial. Chief Technology Officer, Josh A. You see here, VP of Engineering, Steve E. One of the senior mobile developers is VJ. So are these space fillers or actual people? You might never know, because there's also a footnote that says, personnel subject to change. Now, even though people are laughing, this is an actual serious venture with a lot of real serious money. TMTG has planned to merge with a SPAC called Digital World Acquisition Corporation, which has raised about $1 billion for the deal. And typically, a public company has to disclose who its investors are, which DWAC is going to have to at some point, but for now, they're all about as known as the tech team on the Trump presentation. Two hedge funds that invested in DWAC before knowing of the Trump merger, they pulled out back in October as soon as they found out that Trump was going to be involved. So who is actually putting up $1 billion in probably one of the biggest crapshoots in business in quite some time? Well, if you got a coin handy, I say heads Russia, tails Arabs. Assuming this merger actually goes through, it's going to allow DWAC investors to buy shares at a discount to the market price and then sell them right away. So you basically have profit locked in, which isn't a good thing for the stock or the company. Investors want to cash out right away and have gotten the right to do so, have no stake in prospects of the business itself. Investors might even think the real opportunity is cashing in on the initial hype instead of hanging in for any of the promised growth and explosion that the company is promising in the tech world and social media. The TMTG investor presentation, as I said, vague as vague can be about how the company is actually going to make money. Points out that Trump's following on Twitter, before they pulled the plug on, was 89 million followers. That's more than one-third of Netflix's entire subscriber base. As if TMTG could rival Netflix out of the gate. They have to figure, too, Twitter, you don't pay for the access to what Trump was spewing out. Netflix, you kind of do. If you look at the investor presentation, you see the name on every page, E.F. Hutton. Yeah, that E.F. Hutton, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen? No. That's not that E.F. Hutton. It's a reboot of a brokerage named Kingswood Capital Markets. They date all the way back to 2020 and bought the rights to the E.F. Hutton name. Incredible. Reading all this made me think of the movie Blazing Saddles when they were building the fake Rock Ridge to fool people. People who buy into this grift are going to feel like they walked into a cowboy campfire gathering after all the beans were eaten. Another Blazing Saddles reference. Hey, you can't go wrong with the classics.